ball downfield, and a wide open reach, drop!
Take It Like a Fan with Chip.
D-O-double-G.
Bah.
Bah. All right, guys. Tonight, we got plenty to talk about. We just made it through the first week of the NFL. We got some NHL. We got some NBA playoffs. And we got a few water polo statistics, I think, coming out of Bo tonight.
Water polo?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Baseball.
Marco.
Baseball. I don't know, but we got plenty to talk about when it comes to the NFL. But I guess today, we're going to move into some other sports first and start. Bo has decided that that's what's going to happen.
Well, I just feel like I give him some love.
Got to give him some
love. You got game one of who tonight? Who is it? You got a basketball shirt on. I'm just trying to ask.
I don't understand why you – earlier you want to talk about how we don't talk about basketball enough.
I know
but
who it is.
All you do I know is who it you is. Bash – basketball. So if this is the game we're gonna play,
it's conference finals.
You're gonna love my Chip's 5 minutes tonight.
Okay.
My 5 minutes.
Okay.
We got
a game seven though too.
There's a game seven. Yeah.
A game seven.
Nuggets and Clips. Who you guys got?
I got Clippers.
Clippers.
I've already.
Who you got?
Leonard's tough to go against, but I might have to go with the Nuggets.
It's not gonna matter either way because the Lakers are gonna win.
Yeah.
NBA's already decided to give the title to the Lakers for Kobe. RIP.
There it is. Okay. What'd you guys do this week? Anything special?
Nope.
Nothing.
Mm-mm. It rained.
Yeah, it has rained.
Drank some beer Saturday. That was about it.
Okay.
That's all you can do.
I mean,
pandemic.
There was some pretty good games on. I mean, FSU lost.
FSU did lose.
Great day.
Huge.
Great day.
Huge. 16-13.
Yeah.
I think they even blocked two field goals and one extra point.
Yeah. They lost to Lakewood High School, right?
Yeah, something like that.
JV.
Yeah.
Man.
JV. Actually, it was their freshman team. Stop.
Freshman.
Mm. Yeah.
you got a good one this week in between Notre Dame and USF Bowls. Yeah. They're both coming off wins last week.
Gators are coming out the gate this weekend.
Right? Nope. Next weekend.
Is it next weekend still?
Next Saturday.
Oh, that's right. It is
12 o'clock against Ole Miss.
Hey, yep. What's the difference between a mosquito and the Noles?
I don't know.
Eventually, the mosquito stops sucking.
Burn.
That's pretty bad. Did I ever ask you what you get when you drive real fast through Tallahassee?
No.
A degree from FSU.
Oh.
All right, nothing but some Seminole love. So, let's open it up. What do you want to talk about first? You want to talk about baseball?
Actually, yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. So yesterday, I think the Cubs threw their 18th no-hitter.
Yes, they actually, yeah.
What do you guys think the record is for the teams with the most hitters? And who is it?
With the no-hitters?
Yeah.
Which team has the most no-hitters?
Mm-hmm. And how many do you think it is?
Oh, man.
Wow. See? It's a no-hitter is a big deal. I had one in Little League, so I can amount to this.
You had a no-hitter in Little League?
Yep.
And you're going to drop that?
What do you mean? 10 Ks, 2 walks? Boy, I'm proud of that one.
How old were you?
15, 16.
All right. That's not bad then. Because, yeah, I mean, you've moved up.
Yeah. I was playing for the Sand Nats.
He did. I can't vouch for that.
You can't? So were you on the team?
No, I was a couple years younger.
Oh, that's true. That's true. All right.
Anyways.
So I would go with.
It's obviously going to be one of the older teams that's been around for
yes.
a long time.
So I was going to go off with Houston.
Houston, they haven't really been around too long.
No.
Yeah, but I can think of some really good pitchers that were with Houston.
Yeah.
But I'm talking old age.
This is pre-cheating days, by the way.
I'm talking old age probably because these guys.
I know I can deduct the Yankees and the Red Sox because he does not like really talking about them too much. So.
It's definitely not like the Braves or anybody.
Dodgers.
Dodgers could be. Yankees, Red Sox.
Who is it?
You want to show a guess?
I'll say the Yankees.
It's the Dodgers. Nice. How many do you think they have?
Don't even know anything about baseball.
They're like one of the oldest teams, so you know that.
Hey, mark that down. That's one. That's
it's
one.
Not.
Yeah.
Just for fun, man.
Okay, whatever.
I would say they probably have 23.
How many do you say?
You said 23?
He's going to say like 24 or something.
Yeah. Come on, Chip.
25.
26. So, within referring that, what team has the most no-hitters thrown against them? But I'll correct you. It's two teams. They're tied.
I want to say the Rays.
No. Dude, Rays?
Dude, they
ouch.
Get no-hit
well, at least once
a year.
At least once a year. Every team has been no-hit twice or more, though.
Royals?
Nope.
The Tigers?
Nope. It's the Phillies and the Dodgers.
The Dodgers are on both ends of the
coin.
Both
have 19.
Nice.
19?
Mm-hmm.
So, are you sure you want to keep talking about baseball?
Well, no. I want to say baseball is about to heat up in about a week. They got about 12 games left.
Yeah, baseball's about to heat.
The Rays need six to clinch
your playoff spot.
Baseball's
about to heat up.
Well, there's a four-team tournament now.
Oh,
well, I guess it's still the playoffs, but it's more of a tournament when you got eight teams in there.
Huge.
Rays need six games.
Six
games and they clinch your playoffs.
Nope. Lightning need one tonight and then four in a row.
Okay. So what else about baseball you guys want to fill me in? Cause
Nothing. I guess we're just getting cut short, man.
No, I'm saying, is there anything else? I mean,
nope. It's going in motion right now. You know, they got about another week and things will heat up and it'll go to a 3-game series, 5-game series, and then the ALCS. And then
who's taking it this year?
Dodgers are going to represent the NL. The Rays are going to have a run for their money, I think, with the White Sox. The White Sox. And they're pretty hot. They just took the lead for the lead in the AL.
Yeah, but you remember, I think like 2 years ago, they started off really hot, played 60
yeah,
games.
Yeah, it's a whole winning. Different little year right
then
now.
Then they just, I think they won like 20 games for the rest of the year.
I don't know. That's just my theory, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dodgers.
I'm left with so many questions about baseball.
I'm going to say Dodgers-Padres out of the NL.
I really
Dodgers-Padres, that's a possibility.
Out of the NL.
Like, why does the manager wear a uniform?
And then I'm
going to
say,
I mean, I know I'm having a side conversation right now.
Rays
and
Athletics.
Think about it. Why does the manager wear a uniform? Makes no sense to me.
Part of the team, man.
Yeah, okay. And why do they call him a manager?
Because he manages
the
team.
He's a coach.
He
manages
the
game.
Coach.
Honestly, they don't really wear uniforms. They just have
jumpsuits.
I mean, because
in every other sport, like the manager
they call
like,
him Skip.
Is like, you know, above the coach.
And they call, well, there's several coaches.
Okay.
He's a Skip.
Pitching coach,
skipper.
Hitting coach.
Skipper. He's
that's
the skipper.
Bomb. That's a bomb. 1-0
all
Rays.
All right, here we go. Let's move into
Nate Lowe.
What do you want to do, NBA or NHL?
Huh?
NBA.
Let's go NBA.
Huh? NBA.
NBA.
Yeah.
All right. And you already said Lakers are taking it.
Well, it's given to them.
It's given to them.
It's rigged.
Given to them. All right. So Heat and Celtics.
That's going to be a good series right there.
It's going to be a great series.
I'm liking the Heat, though.
Really?
I'm liking the Heat.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I like Jimmy.
I'm a fan of Butler.
I'm taking
I know your house. Your house is Boston, but, you know, I'm just a fan of Butler.
Kill me if I win against the Celtics. But I got to agree, man. I mean, look, they're already up 32-20. I love it.
That's first game, man. You can use game one to think that the series is over.
So I'm saying it's going to be Celtics. I don't want to agree with him at all.
But, you know.
You know the Lakers are going. They're just it's just
I mean,
gonna
that
happen.
That would be huge during all this year in the 2020 we've had to have a Celtics
that's,
Lakers. Wow, that'd be,
that's
that
what
be
basketball
awesome.
Basketball dials it up and they just give what the fans what they want instead
really?
Of just letting the teams battle it out.
Yeah, but what
really?
About if Kawhi goes back to back with? No, what if he does that?
I don't really think he's
is
got
he
the
gonna,
chance. There's
like,
better teams.
I mean, when Paul George
it's not as big of a story as Lakers versus Celtics.
That's true.
Yeah. But that's when true. Paul George heats up, man, they're
it's not. I mean, it's not like baseball. Like when you have, you know, your manager have to take a 10-minute walk up to the mound to either take pitcher out or not. I don't want to get into all that because later on I got some stuff for
they,
you.
I
read an article that
that's,
made
that's
me
great.
Stop and think about.
Yeah,
it. Yeah,
that's cool. But I just want to let you know they usually call to the bullpen before they even get to the mound.
Yeah. Oh, there's things about even calling to the bullpen that I want to talk about. It just don't make sense. I could literally.
It doesn't
play.
Have to make
if,
sense
if,
to you.
Listen, if the MLB would listen to take it like a fan chip, I could have a baseball game done in 36 minutes.
Just give me your email, my man.
36
what
minutes.
Are you, what are you
why would you
on?
Want a game done in 36 minutes?
Do
what are
you,
you
really
trying to
want
play
me to
cricket?
Answer that?
You're trying to play cricket?
You're just trying to speed through life, man.
I'm telling
you
right
just want to go through life.
I'm more excited about the water polo stat you're going to be sharing tonight than I am about baseball. Let's go to the NHL. Tonight. Lightning knocking out the Islanders, guaranteed. It's a sure
You're
thing.
Guaranteeing that
put
one?
Put the
That's
money
a big
on
guarantee.
The Lightning. Put the money.
Put the house on it.
Put the house on
That's
it.
That's what you're saying.
Yep, put the house
That's
on
some
the
big
Lightning.
Words,
because
man.
By the time people hear this, the game's already over, so I feel lucky, you know. But either way, Lightning are taking that tonight.
And
now,
you know
rest,
you know who they're playing, right? After hopefully we win, but
I don't know. I mean, no. Dallas won last
Dallas
night.
Won last Dallas night. They came back 3-2.
Yes.
Little trivia about Dallas.
Okay.
They're
let's
not
go.
Originally from Dallas. What state were they originally from?
They were not from Dallas.
I mean, what do you mean?
They're not from. They moved. They're an expansion team from another state.
Oh, so they're not originally from Texas, is what you're saying. That's the state they're from.
Well, yeah, whatever, dude.
Where was
they're
it?
Not originally from Dallas.
I'm going to say Seattle.
Take a guess.
Albuquerque.
Minnesota.
I knew that. Minnesota Wild. And then they came back with that. Yep. That's right. All right, so Lightning, I think, are taking it tonight. And I got to say again, has anybody seen that video of Braden Point? I think I talked
break
to you
dancing?
About it. No, dude, he was like, I don't know if he was just racing teammates or whatever, like 10 races in a row. This cat just, he didn't slow down.
Dusted everybody.
Everybody, bro.
Good player.
I wonder what he runs in a 40.
Probably not as fast as he skates.
I mean, he's quick.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever sit and say to yourself, dog, Chris brings a lot to the table.
Who's Chris?
And that guy, Bo.
Bo.
Yeah. I do bring a lot.
It's so difficult calling you, Bo. All right, so NHL, done. We're good because now we've talked about
it. I mean,
all
I got to do is play tonight.
Yeah, I got Lightning tonight. That's true. They wrap it up.
Wrap it up, and then of course, we're Lightning all the way through.
Who scores the first goal?
Let's drop
tonight?
Score.
Yeah.
Tonight, first goal is going to be from... I'm going to go with one of the norms, Hedman.
That's not really a norm because he's a defenseman. But
I know
what you mean.
He's always
been the first one lately. Yeah.
Who are you going with?
Cooch.
Nice.
I'm going to go with Coleman. Yeah. He played really good last game. And I think Vasilevskiy's going to have a great game.
I thought you were going to say Vazzy was going to have a goal.
No, he's going to. I think he's going to. he might throw a shutout tonight.
Then I don't see a shutout. I see a 3-2, 4-2 kind of deal.
No way.
Yeah.
They don't break one. They get one and that's it.
You think they're gonna put a two in tonight?
They get
like
one
that?
And Vaz gets pissed.
Yeah.
Yep. And then it's shutdown time. Yep. But anyways, hopefully. Lightning, Stars, that's my call. Lightning are bringing home the trophy.
Do they say when that series will start?
I think let's see, we got the game
schedule.
So
go to the schedule up top.
If we win tonight, I think it's 2 days off, probably. No, they would have us probably. Yeah, no, it would start later. It would start probably Tuesday, the 22nd.
Well, no, if these aren't necessary, they're going to move it up. Obviously,
I don't know.
There's no way they're going to give that much time off. It's a pandemic, dude.
Yeah, but
get things rolling.
You're going into a
7-game
Stanley
series.
Cup.
Yeah. Nah.
Okay.
Let's go.
Right.
Get them on the ice.
You guys want to see something?
Yeah.
Let's watch this before we go to the break because this is one of the things we're going to talk about. Kick. Oh, look, it's the high school squad. That was embarrassing. That. If anybody did watch the Bucks saw the muff kickoff. I mean, bro, that's so ugly.
That's a preseason move right there. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to put my pen down and say it's a preseason move. Let's take a break.
Well, good thing we're in the season. Let's
take
a break.
Preseason.
Yeah. Break time. So. Football season around the corner.
Fantasy football
coming back into play. So I was thinking,
what
we got to do some fan contests.
Let's do it.
And I think there's nothing greater for Take It Like a Fan to just roll into that whole FanDuel fantasy daily football.
FanDuel, what's that?
FanDuel, what's that? You've done fantasy football, right?
Yep.
You ever done a daily? Like for the weekend?
Yeah, kind of.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
either you have or you haven't.
Yeah. Well, there's Super Six pick or other.
Similar.
Yeah, they have like three picks. You pick the kicker. You do all these different apps. Absolutely all these different plays. However, I say we start doing the Take It Like a Fan, FanDuel. And we do. So we got to come up with a name, which we're going to do here in 2 seconds. But Take It Like a Fan, FanDuel, I think should just be throwing up some cash, free to all entries. And let them go ahead and try and get some money. I think we could do top three, get the money. We can do number one, gets the money. You guys decide. But I say we start it next week.
Let's do it.
You on board?
Sounds good.
Oh, man, you are bringing a lot to the table tonight,
Chris.
Take
it like a FanDuel.
You like Take It Like a FanDuel.
Take It Like a FanDuel.
Either way, get on FanDuel, get an account. Look for Take It Like a Fan free contest starting next week. Start a football season.
Throwing the ball downfield. And a wide open reach. It's
dropped. All right, and we're back. It's time to talk some football. First week down. Tampa Bay. Let's just save them till closer to the end because I'm still hurting.
Get over it.
Yeah, but did you happen to see the Green Bay game?
No, we weren't watching. We had four TVs going at one point, but I think that was one game we didn't have on. I think we had Browns, Ravens, the Falcons, Hawks, and then the Colts game. Gardner Minshew.
Aaron Rodgers, another 32-44.
Gardner.
364,
he
four
had a good
touchdowns.
Game.
Yeah, he had
a
really
game. Good. Well, you know, this is the thing.
I
when
mean,
you draft
a
guy like Jordan Love,
yeah.
your first pick, that's going to piss the guy off. You don't give him any help. And it didn't look like he's missed a beat. And, you know, Aaron Jones is going to be a phenomenal back for him.
Yeah. And another one that didn't miss a fucking beat. Ugh, Patriots.
Dude, they played the Dolphins. They're worthy of a top. See, this is your deal.
Listen,
you're getting worked up.
I am getting worked up, Chris, because you tell me that first week. Brady, first week. No preseason. Well, guess what? Cam Newton, first week.
Played the Dolphins.
He threw the ball 18 times.
Chip.
Yeah.
Relax.
No.
Relax.
It's upsetting because you're professional.
Why is it upsetting?
Because
okay.
you're professional.
Look at the stipulations of the season. You have no OTAs. You have none of that, okay? You don't have your chemistry that you normally do. You have no preseason, so you really don't know what you have. The Patriots played five and 11 Dolphins?
If we played
last year,
like we played against the Dolphins, and they came in, just gave half.
We
would have
beat that team.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
You're okay. saying the Dolphins would have beat us
Moving
this weekend?
Moving on.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, that's like saying the Eagles should have just stomped the Washington football team.
No, because I picked Washington in our pick, so I really wanted the football team to win.
Well, you didn't
the
expect
guy was
them
a stud.
To.
These quarterbacks were studs. This. I mean, all of them had
Who?
Pretty decent games. All of them did.
That was the one out of eight.
All these hot young quarterbacks, man. I mean, Murray out in Arizona, great game. What was Lamar Jackson's stats just out of
that's,
curiosity?
That's the best quarterback in the league.
I know, but just
and against the Browns.
Russell Wilson balled
out. What do you expect, dude?
How about the
Gardner Minshew went 19 for 20 with three touchdowns.
That's pretty good.
It is against the Colts defense. It's supposed to be good. What are you saying?
I'm saying, like, and it hurts even worse that we lost to the team that stupid Winston goes to.
You want to come out. I told you this team's going to take a couple weeks to gel. Told you that it's gonna
you
have
want
to
know
happen.
What happens? Winston told him everything. That's what it is.
Well, there is.
He doesn't know anything.
Yeah. Well, good point.
There is a tweet of
he does know how to throw the Saints though. He learned how to do that real well when he was.
Who's the guy that picked off Brady Jenkins? Cody Jenkins, one of the cornerbacks.
Yeah.
Him and Lattimore. They both even got together when they're watching film this week. They knew that play was coming. They do two wide receiver outs, and they saw that coming. He jumped the route. It was a predictable play.
I jumped all over Evans stopping on that play. And
No. If you listen to what Bruce said, Bruce said that
understand.
Evans read the coverage and checked down. Brady just gunned the ball.
Dog shared that with me last night.
It's just, you know, that's the chemistry that these guys don't have yet.
We have bigger issues.
Your left tackle.
Well, that is the biggest issue right now.
It is. It is so funny. Dog gave a perfect impression of our left tackle about 20 minutes ago.
When he just stood there?
Yeah, when he was stood there. No, he was blocking something, bro.
What was he doing? Oh, blocking the ghost?
Yeah, he knew. Something was there. He was moving still.
He was blocking something. Oh, I have no clue.
I give props to our boy Tristan Wirfs, though.
I've seen Donovan play great and then play horrible like that. Hopefully, he's got to tighten up or he's going to be fine.
It was the second quarter. Look at the second quarter. I think you just let him up every time.
We went into the break and I showed you guys the muff kickoff. The bad part about that was that we, of course, had the penalty that moved them up, and then they said, hey, why not? Let's give it a shot. And that was a high school caliber play.
That's a preseason play.
That was bad.
That's something you find out in preseason.
And there's no crowd, so there's limited crowd noise.
No, there's not. Yeah. That's not. That's an excuse. Yeah, crowd or no crowd, I don't want to hear an excuse
talk.
For that. I
yeah,
don't want to hear an excuse
so
for
bad.
That. That's just
so
that's opening game jitters. That's, you know, that's just – It sucks. Believe me, I don't want it, but it's going to come with it. But I'd rather them go through this now than go through it later on in the season when they'll start to get it in their heads. Get this shit out of the way.
But let's also
get it out of the way.
Let's also talk on the defense side.
I'd love to talk about this defense.
Because Breeze finished 18 for 30 with 160 yards.
Kamara, what about the Michael Thomas, carry. The number one
hold
wide
on,
receiver?
Hold on. Kamara had 12 attempts for 16 yards. Right? All right. And let's go to the best receiver everyone claims, Michael Thomas. 3 catches, 17 yards.
Nothing.
Jared Cook had
absolutely
5
nothing.
For 80. He's the only
one. If that,
they,
if that
the bad part is like they always say any given Sunday, well, this Sunday they were a better team than us.
No, we gave them that game.
Yeah,
we gave them
that
game.
If you look at the stats.
They were, and they take full advantage of that.
We had, what, 3 turnovers?
Yeah.
We guess how many plays we had and guess how many plays they had.
I would say.
Offensive plays.
Well, they had more, but still.
They had 66. We had 65.
Really?
Yeah.
It was that close.
We had 65 plays. Yeah, didn't we drive down the field? And then, what was it?
I wouldn't expect it to be that close, though.
How'd you guys feel about Rojo?
I liked it. I liked what I saw for what he had.
And Fournette for only coming into the team 3 days. I mean, he did pretty good.
What about the leading receiver for the game? What was his name?
He went by the name of
what was his name?
Chris Godwin.
Was the leading receiver.
He had 6 receptions for 79 yards, and Scotty Miller had 5 for 73.
So who had more yards?
Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin had more yards?
With 70.
Okay. Six more yards, but one more carry.
Yeah, he had one more catch.
Yeah, one more catch too. Yeah, but hey, I mean, yeah, give
know,
it to the guy.
Yeah, I picked Scotty up on my fantasy
Bo.
Team.
Did you?
Well, I drafted him in one, and I picked him
nice.
Up in the other.
Nice. All right. Well, not to just stick with our Bucks, but real quick, anything else we want to talk about with NFL before we get more into the Bucks here? Let's just see. First week, obviously, Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan threw 450 yards in a loss.
Yeah. Well,
Russ is
a stud, man.
He's a dare. You know, I'll tell you what. After week one predictions, I can see a Ravens Seahawks Super Bowl.
After week one prediction, are you talking about ours? Because if you want to talk about ours, I believe I'm top dog at the end of the
week.
That's
fine.
We're gonna get to that after the next break. But I just wanted to let everybody know. Chances are I'm number one. Trubisky, great game.
What about them Bills?
They beat the
what
Jets.
What did Josh Allen do?
I think he ran for like he was the leading rusher on the team.
He had
14 carries for 57 yards.
Yeah.
But he did have 3 touchdowns.
Yeah,
that's not a bad stat line.
No, it's not. I mean, without him, they definitely.
But again, that's the Jets. What do you expect?
Here it is.
I kind of got some defense numbers I'd like to discuss.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Through 122 games, 122 NFL games, you have Levante David, you have Brian Urlacher. Who has more tackles?
Levante David.
Yeah, David.
2019 to 2007. Hmm. Tackles for loss.
Levante David.
With 118, next best up, Luke Kuechly at 79.
Oh, Kuechly. Yeah.
Force fumbles.
Levante David.
He has 21. Next best up, Ray Lewis with 11. Sacks, Levante David, 22.5 to Ray Lewis's 21.
Really?
How come this guy has not been mentioned as Defensive Player of the Year when he holds stats like that?
Oh, that's a
well, you
got to
be on a winning
question.
Team.
Why do you have to be on a winning team when you're just you're absolutely destroying
because,
these stats?
Because your team is getting destroyed, so you are on the field.
Yeah, but it's blasphemy if you ask me. I just don't.
No,
care.
I mean he's gold jacket in my eyes. I see him becoming.
But you can't even win a Defensive Player of the Award, and now you expect to get a
because
gold jacket.
You have to win. They don't give.
You play to win the game.
It's true. They don't just give out the gold jackets.
They don't give trophies to losers.
Ah, not nowadays. Nowadays, everybody gets a trophy.
Everybody gets it. That's right, for participation.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Yeah. God. My kid just started hockey again, like I said the other day, and I'm so excited. There's none of that participation stuff, dude. It's real deal. Yeah,
that's
let's get into it. That's what I miss
about the only
AAU
sport that's
basketball.
Got its balls left. Excuse my language.
Yeah.
Well, they don't play with the balls.
I play on ice blades
with pucks.
All right, so what else do we want to talk about Bucks real quick before we go into our last break? Anything?
Let's talk about this upcoming week.
Teddy
Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater.
I'm not worried about Teddy. I'm more worried about Christian McCaffrey.
I feel like we'll contain him. We'll put our game plan
it's
around.
All you got to do, and you win
I
that
think
game.
Between
you
between
stop 22,
White,
you win that game.
Barrett and our boy, Levante. That's beast. Our defense is really, really, really good.
I'm saying
top five.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
Carlton Davis played pretty good.
Carlton Davis did do, and they were. I think Winfield had what 6 tackles.
Yeah,
the rookies fit in pretty nicely.
Devin, JPP had one sack.
One sack.
Yep.
Devin White had 11 tackles. Levante had 11 tackles.
These boys are tackling machines out there. You hold that Saints offense the way they did.
They're doing that swarm defense. Like
so just all you got to do is cue these mistakes that these Bucks went through last week. You're gonna see. I would say half of them. Not gonna say he's not gonna throw a pick, but you might see another one. It might happen, but I'm telling you what. This picks, when this guy loses the first game,
five a game,
when he loses the first game of the season, he makes the playoffs. Yeah. And if there's one guy you want to get a loss out of the way, it's him.
No, he makes the playoffs every year. It was when he lost week one, he's reached a Super Bowl.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. When Tom Brady lost week one,
I really
he reaches
thought
the
we
Super
were
going
to get the Tom Brady rules down here. Like even if the
we did, we got a couple
even,
of them.
Even if the scoreboard shows that we
are
lost, it's really a win.
We got a couple of them.
Mike Evans had like over 90 yards in penalties on two throws, two separate throws.
They couldn't stop him. They don't do that. He catches the ball, and if not, he probably scores.
He got his touchdown too.
No,
that's going to happen.
Lattimore got in his head. Lattimore always.
Yeah, well, he's got to grow up with that. That's going to happen with everybody because as soon as he lets one in there, they're all going to go in there.
Before we go into our final break,
Cowboys lost.
I want to tell you guys something. I don't know if you heard, but our guy Brady suffered another loss today. You want to hear about it?
His cholesterol went lower? You don't say.
Nope. He and Derek Jeter had to do a little negotiating today.
He comes stay with me.
Derek Jeter's house is now up for sale for $29 million. And I don't know what – obviously, I don't know what the terms are, but if it sells, Brady's kind of homeless. So,
I'm pretty sure he'll be all right.
That's another loss. Yeah, when you got, $200 million in the bank and why make it $300 million.
Are you trying to make a pun?
No, I wasn't. No, but I could have. I didn't think about that. All right. Anything else, Bucks, before we go to break?
I want to do a who is he before we get into break.
Okay, so it's going to be a buck. Go for it.
It will be a buck.
All right.
Who is he?
All right. He was undrafted running back out of the University of Florida. He played football on one team, which was the Bucks, from 2003 to 2011.
Ernest Graham.
Yep.
His nickname was Mr. August. Hey, that's why I said preseason. That's
preseason rushing leader.
Hey, he was the preseason all-time rushing leader.
He was a good little running back, man.
In preseason.
He only had like 2,000 yards.
Yeah,
preseason.
15 rushing touchdowns and one receiving touchdown. But he was solid, man. He was always there.
He was. All right, let's go to break. Take it like a fan, short and sweet. Promotion. So, how do you find us on social media anyways?
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Okay. Google.
I'm the old guy on the show. Facebook isn't a thing anymore.
Yeah, it's weak.
White pages, yellow pages.
Okay, fair enough. So, tell me, how do I find us on IG or Twitter?
You just type in, take it like a fan. Should pop up. We should be up top.
Tweet, tweet.
What?
I don't know.
TakeItLikeAFan.com.
I hear your phone go tweet, tweet all the time.
No, we have the website up at www.TakeItLikeAFan.com, or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at TakeItLikeAFan. Message us, DM us. You know the deal.
He just did a call out for sliding in the DMs. All right, we're good. All right, and we're back for our third and final segment, guys, where we get into the nitty-gritty of it.
The fun part?
The fun part. We got to go through our picks.
Do we get to do Bo Bear and Busters?
Top dog, top dog. And then we got to go through. Yes.
I'm going to turn it into a trivia.
Oh, so you're switching up.
We're going to turn it into a trivia.
So is,
wild
you,
card.
Are you going with Bo's Who Done It?
Huh?
Bo's Who Done It?
Yeah.
Bo's
Who
Done
It? Who did it?
Bo, and then I know we got to have a Would You Rather or Who Is He?
We did the Who Is He. Ernest Graham.
Okay, so that was
I won that one. That's 3 weeks in a row. I think I got that.
So we're tied. They're going to get harder for you guys.
How is that? How?
I'm just going to tell you. I found this article that you see up on the screen there, and there are many reasons why baseball is such a stupid game. I don't want to keep beating it up, but the guy.
So why do you keep bringing it up?
Because he's making legitimate points.
That guy's a jerk.
Let me say this.
Nope. I'm going to watch baseball instead of listen to that.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, why can't a player leave and come back in? Why does a relief pitcher throw for an hour in the bullpen and then they give him five more warm-up pitches? If you were coming out for basketball, wouldn't you like to have five practice free throws before you come in the game? I mean, that's a good question. Why is it that you have your pitcher throw so many pitches in the bullpen and then it still takes him, as he also points out here, you got to ride into a golf cart, which still takes 15 minutes to
do
a pitcher change.
You go ahead, dog.
Commercials.
Take it
money.
Take it out with the commish.
No, it's about money. 100%.
It's not about money.
100%. I mean, another good point this guy's
talking about. Body was born to throw a ball 90 miles an hour?
No, but I'm thinking so the way that you do this and your manager walking out there to take the pitcher out or talk to him for a minute and let him stay and ride. And all this is all about downtime with ads running and commercials. Guaranteed that's what it's about. Take all that out and your baseball goes down to 36
minutes. 70s, 80s, 50s, what? 40s, there's ads running.
You don't think that there was advertising at baseball games in those?
I'm sorry, but
I mean, there was popcorn kids that running up and down with all kinds of, I mean, they probably look like NASCAR kids.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll tell you this.
Okay.
Basketball is the first sport, professional sport in America to actually endorse sponsors on their jerseys. Boom.
Why does a manager
besides NASCAR
go out and argue like they do with the umpire, kicking dirt, now the whole thing, the whole facade,
to stick up for your team and get them fired up and show
not
them
that one thing has been overturned?
Yeah, they have.
By that.
And review.
Tell me one time a manager's gone out there, acted a fool, and the ump said, oh, yeah, you're right. I'll change
baseball.
It up.
It's just baseball, man. If you don't like it, don't pay attention
it's
to
just
it.
The way it is.
I love
around,
it.
It's been around for a long
I
time.
I love when the umpire or the coach
seventh
gets
seventh
really
inning stretch.
Mad.
For what?
Yeah, to get up and stretch.
When it's a three-hour game, I guarantee you get up before the seventh inning.
Yeah, but everyone gets up and does
then you do a little sing-along,
take
bring the kids involved.
Me out to the
it's really family-invented sport. Let me tell you something.
Okay, go ahead.
If there's one community of, like, you know, sports involved to the community, it's minor league baseball. They have a very deep impact on their little hometowns that these major league clubs support. And now without any of that, these families literally have nothing to do. Like, you got your teams out in Iowa, Nebraska, where there's nothing to do, but they look forward to their baseball nights. Sad faces all around America.
You want
to
know what my biggest thing is? No, this is no joke. With baseball, what I don't like the most.
You can't
hit the ball. The fact that this is one of this guy's points, I like this article. Why is it every stadium, every field is different? The only other sport is obviously golf.
Same thing with every other arena for football.
They're the same. The field is the same, bro.
Oh, you're talking about like the outfield, like how the wall? Because that's home field advantage.
It's stupid.
You're talking about like the pesky pole at Red Sox,
so
the
you're
Fenway wall.
Finway,
yeah, because you can get a home run at hypothetically 250 feet here, but over in Boston, hypothetically, it's 312. I mean, it doesn't
but it
make
is
sense
with a 60-foot wall.
Doesn't make sense to me.
A lot doesn't make sense to you, and that's okay, Chip. We'll get you through it.
Thank you. Thank you.
When the Rays bring that title home this year, you just sit there with your shirt and with your little whistler.
You just said Rays are six game out, not 20 minutes ago in this podcast.
Six games out of
playoffs.
Clinching a playoff spot.
Yeah. Okay. So
they're first in their division.
They're first in the AL.
Oh, okay.
Second.
So you're
in. Chicago took over.
So you think that they're good then?
They are going to be. They are good. I told you they were good before this whole season started.
100.
Yeah. Go to play the tapes. Check stats. I'm balling.
Play the tapes. What do you guys want to do first? Do you want to do your?
Let's get into would you rather.
Okay. For real, before I have to mute somebody.
I gotta get this energy back up in the room. You guys are getting a little angry.
Would you rather?
Okay.
Would you rather?
Always good for that.
Yeah. Would you rather get sacked blindsided playing quarterback, right? Or get rocked catching a pass as a wide receiver?
Ooh.
Man, I'd rather.
I'm taking the blind side.
Blind side, man.
I'm taking the blind side. Because when you're running with momentum like that, you're going to tend to slide into the ground and go a little bit longer. But that guy's probably going to be a little less more physical than that lineman coming around the corner or the linebacker.
No, they want to hurt.
If you got Von Miller coming up behind you or, say, Lynch over there headhunting safeties.
Oh, no.
Which one are you going to do? I don't mean to top your one over, but.
I'm taking Von Miller. I'm sorry. I'm taking Von Miller.
From the backside. You got. Okay, so.
Did you ever see Lynch?
So
he was
you
like
got,
a human torpedo.
You got Donovan Smith blocking for you. It's just wide open lane.
That guy sucks.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
All right. Would you rather let up a home run to lose a game or have a fielding error to lose the game?
Ooh. Let up a bomb.
Yeah. Let up a bomb.
Let up a bomb.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy.
See, he
but
likes
you
baseball.
Are that guy.
He likes baseball.
I don't want to be that
guy. You would
be
that guy if you gave
up
a bomb.
Yeah, well, but I'd
if
rather
you give
than
up a
being
bomb,
on second and that, bombing.
That's a good hit.
Yeah.
You got to see, that's the thing with you guys. You guys give credit when credit's due, man. Somebody makes a good play on you. Hey, good play, kid. Get up, dust yourself off. But if you let that ball go through your hole, like,
I mean,
what was
who's
his name?
Who's the one on
Bill
first
Buckner?
Base? Bill Buckner.
Bill Buckner.
That name is associated.
His kids weren't even allowed to go to public school.
Yeah, man.
I don't even think his grandchildren are allowed in public school in Boston.
Okay, that's all he had to do is knock the ball down.
But he didn't.
Yeah, no, that was.
But there's been pitchers that give up walk-off home runs, and you know they're still playing. Their kids are fine. Yeah. You know that just that happens.
It happens.
All right.
Keep it coming though, man. Keep it coming. I like it.
That was a good one.
Would you rather let up the winning goal in a game seven?
For what sport? Hockey?
For hockey, obviously. Well, or have someone hit a game-winning three-pointer in your eye in a game seven in basketball?
Oh, get burnt? Like, I'm going to let up the goal because I'll make excuses.
Yeah,
like
yeah. And plus, you're in a mask when you're in the goal, so you can hide.
I mean, there's good. Ice in my eye.
Steph Curry hitting a bomb on you.
Yeah.
Nah. I'd rather do the goalie.
Yeah, most of the goalies are like Russian or Canadian stuff, so they can.
You wouldn't want to. So I'm sorry.
Yep. Mark that down, Lex.
Yeah, whatever.
That was a good one, though, too, man. I think I'd rather. I don't want to be out there in the open on a basketball court and like have Steph Curry just bomb it right in my face.
I'm not
feeling that at all.
Yeah, that would be.
Letting up the goal, you can get around that.
I mean, could be a good shot. Sometimes, like you just said, you got to tip your cap.
All right, you got any more? You good?
You're done? That's it for me.
What do you got over there, Bo?
Oh, right in the back. I love watching sports and doing this. I'm going to do a little trivia with you guys. Just between you two. After I read the question.
Hold on.
You're going to have a multiple choice. Okay?
So you have to listen to the whole question, what you're saying.
I got a question.
What?
You listen to YouTube?
Yeah, sometimes. Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways. Yeah. So I give you the question. You get four answers. Okay. After I say the four answers, you say your name to buzz in.
Got it.
All right. Are you ready?
Here we go.
We're ready.
Busted.
Which quarterback has thrown the most completions of 80 yards or more in Buccaneers history? Josh Freeman, Vinny Testaverde, Doug Williams, Jameis Winston.
Chip.
Dog.
Well, obviously, it's going to be Chip. Chip, go ahead.
Doug Williams.
Doug Williams. Sean, who do you say?
Oh, I can steal.
Well, no, you're just giving your opinion, too.
I'm going with Jameis.
Vinny Testaverde was the passer of nine completions of 80 yards or more. Doug Williams had two, and four other players
Doug
had
Williams
one.
Only had two?
Mm-hmm.
But it was more than Jameis. Yeah.
So both you guys are on the
same.
Got 980.
Hey, mark that down. I got that right. He got it wrong.
No, nobody gets a point. Why am I marking anything? Anyways,
so
question
get
two.
You to do that.
Who holds the Buccaneers record for the most total tackles in a rookie season as compiled by the team? Derek Brooks, Hugh Green, Lavonte David, Mason Foster.
Chip. Lavonte David.
Sean, who do you say?
See, I want to say Mason Foster, but I don't think it was him. One year he had a monstrous season. He had like 135 tackles. Oh, man, this is tough.
Five, four, three, two.
Hugh Green.
He's right, Hugh Green.
Dude, what did you tap him under the table? No. There's no. He was talking about Mason, and then all of a sudden, he said, Hugh Green.
Believe it or not, whether you guys want to or not, but this is the God's honest truth. Hugh Green, I went to middle school with his son, Hugh Green Jr., at Azalea Middle School.
Well, that's awesome.
He was one of the first kids I met when and I didn't know it until we started talking one day about the Bucks game on Sunday.
How many tackles?
Well, did you
have?
Tell him that later in life you're going to cheat your radio podcast? Excuse me, does another buzz that you're going to cheat
did
me
I,
out
did,
of a
was
point?
Was there any way? I'm not cheating you out of point. He gets a point, Chip. Hugh Green had 151 tackles in 1981.
What'd Mason Foster have?
It doesn't say. Remained the most ever by a Buccaneer as a rookie.
That's crap.
You were alive, you were around, and you were coherent at that time,
I
so I don't want to hear anything for that.
Totally, whatever.
I think Brooks and Lavonte
is this,
like
is this episode being recorded?
Year.
Are we recording?
Oh, shit.
I mean, on video?
Wait.
I want to see that.
There was no...
Whatever. Let's go. What's
he did
the third
just drop
one?
A bomb.
What's the third
said,
one? What's the third
hey,
one?
Hold on. Put a point down for me.
Oh, yeah. Dog gets point. He's so mad. All right. So this could be for the ketchup, and we will have a tiebreaker if there's a tie.
Ketchup.
Right. Yeah, whatever. Mustard. The Buccaneers have played one game that have ended in a tie in their history. Who was the opponent in that game?
Do you know, Chip?
All right, you're not giving multiple choice?
Oh, my bad. Colts, Dolphins, Packers, Lions.
Do you know, Chip?
Say it.
Chip. I'm going to go with Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Those Dolphins?
No, I'm asking you. I'm just saying what he said.
You just said no. You know, he just said it's Dolphins. You said no. I'm asking you. Now, that's your way of telling him don't choose Dolphins.
That's not my way of telling him.
That's so messed up, man. You
that's not
so
my way.
I
Dolphins is the wrong answer regardless.
Okay. If that's what I'm saying. That's what you just told him. You said
well,
Dolphins,
you,
no.
Okay, normally how you do it, you answer you're wrong. So I look to him. What's your answer? I don't know. Pick a team, dude.
Green Bay.
It's such crap.
I don't know what's saying no. You're crap.
Whatever.
There's three other teams.
Whatever. Just give me a point.
Dog one, holy two.
Shit. Yeah, dog one. Okay.
Dog one.
Dog one.
Dog Bo's one.
Buccaneer.
Chip, do you
busters.
Have the Buccaneers app?
Yes, I do, actually.
How much do you look at it?
Not enough.
So. Did you read it today?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, I did not.
All right, let's go over our picks, man, from last week. Because
this is the end of the show.
No,
this is where
is
we got to go.
Redeem.
Everybody, see you later, folks.
This is
bye.
This is my redemption.
I call complete BS on that last week.
No.
Yeah, dude,
you
because
dude, it's not hard to pick a team.
But listen, you gave me a list.
You have two teams. Who's going to win?
You gave me a list with the Thursday night
game
in the middle.
Are you
literally
going to say that the list being opposite from what we had on the screen made you mess up your picks?
Yes.
Okay, well, too bad.
Because I thought I was going down a row.
Let's go.
But I didn't.
First game, dog. Who's the first one on your list? That's what we're going to do.
We all picked the Chiefs.
We'll go off your list, though.
I don't even know where you did it. See, you did this.
Okay.
We all picked the Chiefs. All right,
so I don't even know where it's at. Okay, yeah, Chiefs.
So everybody, yeah.
You figure it out.
Everybody gets a
go as fast as we.
Everybody
did
gets
week.
A check mark. Give us seat.
I got
come
this.
Come on, dude.
You don't need a check mark.
I
you
do.
Keep the teams open. When you lose, you lose.
All right,
we
Seahawks.
Got no. We're gonna go Pats.
All right,
Pats game.
Go ahead,
Pats and Fins. Pats won.
I chose.
So we got Packers Vikings.
No, who did everybody chose Pats?
Yes.
Everybody chose Packers?
Yes.
All right.
Everybody chose the Colts. Everybody lose. Bo chose the Lions and the Bears.
Bears win.
Bears win.
You chose Lions, Chip.
No, you're such a liar.
Look at the bottom. Look at your name. It says Lions. But the Bears are like halfway.
Who chose the Bears?
No, you did not.
You chose Bears. The Bears.
Oh. The kid strikes
that's,
again.
No, that's crap right there, man. Here we go. This is so bad.
I lost too, man. We all had the Raiders. Raiders won. We all had the Bills. The Bills won. We all had the Ravens. The Ravens won. We all had the Hawks. The Hawks win. Chargers, Bengals. Chargers. And Chip, you had the Bengals. Here we go, though. Me and Dog are out with the 49ers-Arizona game because the 49ers
right.
lost.
Boom, boom. Arizona.
We all get a loss because the stupid Saints wanted to cheat.
Yeah.
I believe you guys both chose the Cowboys. That's a big loss.
Did we?
Yep. I chose the Rams.
Dude,
and I chose I took Titans.
We all took Steelers. We all took Tennessee. And we all took KC.
Okay.
So who wins?
I win.
No.
Oh no, it's 4-4. We all have four losses.
Okay.
So
I'm top dog.
But what's the Monday night score? What was the Monday night score?
Of which game?
We're doing the Tennessee-Denver game.
16-14,
which is how many points?
30.
Bo,
24.
You took.
Yeah. Yes.
You took 37.5, right?
Yeah. You guys are over. That's over. I would
it's,
be.
You're still close. It doesn't matter.
So
it's
top dog is?
By half a point.
You got a dog bark thing on your machine there?
Nope, not at all.
Hey, when you edit this.
I do have a mute button.
What?
I do have a mute button.
You go ahead, because she's going to edit in a nice dog bark for
me. Let's hear that bark.
Yeah, let's hear it. I want to hear it when she edits it. It's going to be perfect. Trust me.
For your dog bark?
Yep.
Do it, Chihuahua.
So that just means you won the week. We're not even going to keep total of how many wins losses. You just won that week.
Okay, so just put a check.
You get 1 week.
Okay.
And then I'll get 2 weeks, then I'll get 3 weeks, and then et cetera, et cetera. And Dog might get one, then you might get another one later on down the road.
No, well, can we? No. Here's what I want to do.
I'm going to fix it later.
No, but just put TD. Just put TD for the guy who won the week. I won the week, so TD. I mean, that's...
Hold on.
Week two. Top Dog. Hey. Let's get to week two.
Actually, Top Dog is from Fox NFL, but we need something else.
What do you mean?
We need something else. What do we want to call ours?
What?
Top Dog is over at NFL on Fox. They do the dog.
No, Top Dog is just a winner and a loser, man.
Yeah, but I want to be. I want to be called something. Grand Poobah. Yes. GP.
Week two. Let's look at schedule. Let's get this thing rolling.
You want to do that?
Yep.
All right. Here we go.
We got a lightning game coming on here in a minute.
Got a lightning game coming on. All right. Week two.
Thursday night.
Oh.
We got
Thursday night. We have Cincy and Cleveland.
I'm going Cincy. I like what I seen with Joe Burrow.
Grand Poobah, wait until all picks in.
This guy's having too much
fun. Who are you picking? Who are you picking? Bo?
What?
Who are you picking?
I'm picking, I'm going Cincy.
You're going Cincy?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going Cincy too.
You're going Cincy too?
You're going to Brown.
Cleveland.
Are you really?
Yeah. All right. New York, Chicago.
Is it the Giants or
Giants? I apologize, Giants.
I'm going with Chicago.
I agree with Dog.
Yeah, the Giants did. They look very flat.
All right.
Are you going with Chicago too?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Atlanta at Dallas.
I'm taking Atlanta.
That's what I'm taking too.
All right. Dallas. I took Dallas. Can you please make? See, this is what I'm saying. Man, oh, God. I got to watch every move you two make. I'm taking Dallas.
Gotcha. I'll redo this later, man. We're doing this on the fly.
I bet you will.
I'll take a picture and send it.
Lions at Packers. Packers.
Packers. Obviously. And Rodgers is freaking out right now. But he'll catch, you know. He'll catch a big
Jacksonville speed. At Titans.
Ooh.
That's going to be a good game.
Ooh.
I never thought I'd hear myself.
I'm riding the Minshew train.
I'm going with Tennessee.
I'm going Tennessee as well.
But that kicker needs to tighten up, Gronkowski.
Stalkowski?
Oh, that was brutal. That was brutal. You see that stat?
Dude.
All his years, one missed field goal, one day, three
he missed.
Missed
three. Yeah. He made the important one, though.
Minnesota at Indy.
Mm.
Indy.
Really?
Yeah, I feel it. I feel they're gonna come back.
I mean, I feel like this is gonna be a barn burner too. This is gonna be a John Bomb barn burner. You like that? I hate that. But I'm gonna go with Philip. I'm gonna go with Philip. Philip Rivers and the Colts.
All right, Buffalo, Dolphins, Bills all day.
I'm going Bills.
Across the board. San Fran at Jets. San Fran.
Yep.
Across the board. Rams at Philly.
I'm going
Rams.
See, the Eagles fell apart second half.
They'll fall apart in first and second
half. They're not who they thought they were.
Who's it going to be?
Yeah, but the Rams didn't look too
spectacular. The Rams look pretty good, if you ask me.
That Cowboys team's not that great. I'm going to take the Rams just because I hate Philly.
Denver at Pitt.
I'm taking Big Ben and Pittsburgh.
Yep, Pitt. Carolina at our Bucks.
Huh.
I don't even have to ask that question.
Yep, TB.
Washington football team at Arizona.
Who? What is it, Sunday night?
No.
Get it? Because they're 1-0.
Arizona.
You are just riding this Arizona.
The kid's good, man. His team's good.
I'm going with Chase Young
and
the football
team.
I'm
going with Washington, too.
I'm going with Chase Young in the football team. That kid Chase Young, did you watch
it? Hopkins did have, 14 catches for 150?
No, they'll do good. But, dude, that defensive line they have in Washington's scary.
No.
Man, they make some noise.
Eight sacks yesterday or Sunday.
They're making some noise.
Kansas City at Chargers. KC.
Yeah, I'm taking KC.
Baltimore at Houston.
I'm taking Lamar.
Yep. Balti. New England's heading over to Seattle for Sunday night.
I'm taking Russell.
Oh, yeah.
Russell over Keenan.
At home. At Sunday night. Yep. Seattle. And Monday night, New
Saints
Orleans.
In Vegas.
At
I like
Vegas.
This. At Vegas.
Come on,
too.
Raiders. Take it to them, Gruden.
I kind of, you know what? I'm
Raiders. Raiders.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a real close one. I'm going Raiders.
Raiders.
But we got to drop a score on this one, right?
Yep.
Monday night.
33.5.
33.5. 28.
That's tough, man. I'm going to say 35.
All right. There it is.
There's one more little thing.
Oh, okay.
Who is going to be the Bucs star player next week?
Is this a money thing?
No, not a money thing.
Is this going to be offense or defense?
Offense.
Offensive player of the week next week.
Who's the guy that gets in the end zone multiple times because you know it's going to happen?
I think that they're going to use Gronkowski more, and he's going to get at least two.
Do you said this trade Gronkowski before the start of the show? I'm not mistaken.
No, I said if we have to get rid of someone and Gronk has to go back to New England, we'll take their left tackle.
So you say Gronk?
I say Gronk.
I want to say Mike because I know the corners out there in Carolina are just newbies, nobodies. So I want to say Mike. I feel like Mike's going to explode.
Okay, that's a good pick, too. How about you over there?
I like OJ.
Really?
Juice.
Really?
Like juice.
Juice.
Okay.
Yeah, he played pretty nice the other day.
So this will just be a little icing on the cake. We'll see how it goes.
So what do they got to do? They got to check us out on IG.
Yeah.
They're running some promotions. They've been going pretty good.
Yeah, the IG's been blowing up.
Yep, I like that. Twitter?
What about it?
How you doing over there, Twitter Bo?
Doing good, man.
Twitter Bo.
Twitter.
All
right. Take it like a fan.
All podcasts are up on Spreaker, Spotify, pending on Google, pending on iHeart, pending on Apple Podcasts. We got work to do.
Hopefully we get a contract pending from Spotify. One can only hope.
All right. Anything else, boys?
No. Go Bucks. Go Lightning. Go Rays.
Like it.
Let's get it.
Have a good night.
See you.
Throwing the ball downfield, and a wide open, it's tried!